America, America. The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Thursday edition of A Call for Revival. Father, will you help us today? I confess every sin. Help me to say what I ought to, nothing I shouldn't. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I'm dealing with this prayer and why the model prayer, the Lord's Prayer, was kicked out of school. That's what I'm dealing with. In 1963, they said, "You can't say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," and so forth. They said, "You can't say that." Now, it's not just Madeline O'Hara. It's not just the Supreme Court. There's a spiritual reason. Our Father which art in heaven, they don't want God's position. Hallowed be thy name, the devil don't want God's holiness. Thy kingdom come, the devil don't want God's rule. Thy will be done, he don't want any obedience. Amen. Now, let me say this. Give us this day our daily bread. The devil doesn't want God to be our provision. And let me say this to you. Now, the devil don't want God to be our peace. Look at verse number 12, Matthew chapter 6, verse 12, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." Do you know this? Do you know this? That the only reason the reason the devil hates that part of it is the devil doesn't want unity in the church. Now, we have taught kids today to be divisive. Did you know that? I'm going to give you a secret. Now, in God's math program, God is an adder and a multiplier. All the way through the Bible, God adds and multiplies. God adds blessings. God multiplies when you do His will. The devil is a divider and a subtractor. That's his tool. He's a divider and a subtractor. That's what he does. I mean, we're divided today, conservative, liberal. Red states, blue states. This and that, that and this. My friend, we're so divided. The state of Kentucky has a motto that says, "United we stand, divided we fall." And my friend, if we don't learn to get, when I'm talking about unity, I'm not talking about compromise and all that. Okay, so you Pharisees, just hold on a minute. But I'm talking about, friend, that we need to teach, even in our Christian schools, that we're on the same team. You know, I don't like all this competition in churches. I know some of you do it and you think I'm against everything, but think about what I'm saying. You take your church down and even this Bible competition, they're going to go down and they're going to get against another church and they're going to see how many can quote the most verses or answer the most questions. You know what that does? That develops a fighting spirit among the churches. Well, Possum Branch Baptist, I mean, we outcrowded Skunk Creek Baptist this week. I mean, boy, we did. I mean, we put it on them. We whipped them, didn't we? And brother, and then you see a Skunk Creek kid, and you're a Possum Branch kid or whatever, and you see a Skunk Creek kid, and you don't want to have anything to do with him. Now listen, friend, we're all, if we're saved, going to the same heaven. Amen. While I'm on this, I'll just say we need to quit this fussing and fighting and against each other on social media. Amen. I'm talking about us fundamentalists. Amen. We're shooting our own selves. God, the devil don't want us to have, the devil don't want you to forgive your debts. The devil wants you preachers to hold grudges. You know why? Some of you preachers, if we'd have revival, if just you preachers and pastors would get right and quit being bitter at members that left your church 37 years ago. Can I help you? They ain't coming back. And you need to lay it down. You need to forget it. You need to go forward. Amen. Why, some of us, we need to forget things and go forward and try our best not to be bitter. God wants unity in the church. The devil had this prayer kicked out because he don't want any kids praying about unity. He don't want any kids praying that we're to forgive our debtors. Amen. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. In other words, if you forgive somebody, God forgives. If you don't forgive, God don't forgive. That's why this prayer got kicked out of school. It's more than just Madeline O'Hara. It's a spiritual reason. I hope you understand. You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.